News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Then multiple female footballers have claimed they were subjected to unwanted or inappropriate sexual advances from two FAI coaches in the 1990s. RTE and the Sunday Independent have been jointly investigating concerns over the last 2 years, and last night the documentary aired on RTE1. It should be said that the two named coaches deny all wrongdoing. Neil Smith, Fianna Fáil TD and Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Media, Tourism, Arts, Culture, Sport and the Gaeltacht joins us now. Niamh, did you get a chance to, I'm sure you read the Sunday Independent yesterday, did you get a chance to watch the RTE documentary and what do you make of it?
Good morning, Shane. And yes, I did. I think it was a documentary that had been well flagged during the week. And I think most of the country sat down and watched in horror last night as those women give their own personal testimonies to their experience of as trainee professional soccer players back in the 1990s. It made for very difficult watching, but as difficult as it was to watch, that comes nowhere close to the experience of those women. And, you know, we're not talking about the dark ages, Shane, really. This is in pretty recent times. Yeah, I mean, I watched Katie Linston and Olivia O'Toole as they, Jackie McCarthy too in particular, she spoke about her experience, her childhood experience having grown up in an industrial school, and how her experience on that FOSS course was something she felt put her back in those horror days. It was all just very difficult to watch, to be honest.
Yeah, the FAI are having a press conference this morning to deal with the allegations made in the programme. I presume that's something you welcome.
Of course, and I know as Chair of the Oireachtas Committee for Sport, this will be an issue that will be discussed robustly among the members this week. I did note that the Minister for Sports, Thomas Byrne, came out last night to say he'll be in contact with Sport Ireland this week too. I mean, it's the important and the most concerning thing for us as a committee is to be sure that the FAI and all sporting organisations have safeguards in place so that women today are not in any danger, harm, that they're protected, and that it, and most importantly, that if they feel there are misdemeanors happening, if they feel that they're in any way compromised, that their voice can be heard and that they have an avenue. Like we could see last night, the women, I suppose what was most galling to watch really was those women felt completely powerless. They were powerless because they felt that if they spoke up about their experience or what they saw or what they were being subjected to, that they would lose their place on the team.
Yeah.
And I suppose very difficult part of it all, Shane, was watching these really incredibly, not just brave women, but incredibly talented women. And I think it was Katie Liston actually said last night that at the end of the day, the best players weren't playing for Ireland because of fear and intimidation and being sidelined too from Olivia O'Toole's experience.
Yeah, you mentioned the safeguards now and ensuring they are in place. I think it's fair to say, even though, as you rightly point out, it's not that long ago, we're talking about the 1990s, but in terms of safeguards, we're in a much different place now than we were then.
Well, we really are. And I mean, I'm very, very tentatively involved with my own little girl in some of the sports clubs that she's in, particularly with soccer, actually, especially. And I know myself, it's becoming, I suppose, it swings and roundabouts. Now it's difficult to get coaches in place. It's difficult to get volunteers because, as we know, and you've discussed on your own programme in the past too, the challenges that coaches can be up against, you know, from spectators, from parents and all of that. But I suppose in this particular issue, we are talking about the safeguarding of young women and young boys, it has to be said too. And Sport Ireland is there, I suppose, to watch over all of these sporting organisations and ensure the safeguards are in place, that women and boys are protected, that they have that voice, that there is no vulnerability there, and more importantly, that they won't be penalised, dropped or sidelined if they do speak up about something that they see.
Hopefully we are not in that place. What do you want to, are you going to call the FAI before your committee, and what do you want to hear from them?
Well, I won't preempt what the committee will decide. As you know, I do chair it, and we always have kind of across the board discussions about, you know, the best steps forward. I'm conscious, obviously, there's a Garda investigation going on too. So it'll be interesting to hear what the FAI say at their own press conference this morning. And I know I certainly will be proposing that we write to the Minister, Thomas Byrne, to seek the assurances and get some feedback of the assurances he's got on safeguards and protections for young girls and boys in all sporting organisations at the moment.
Just very finally, one thing that did strike me watching the documentary last night, and this is in no way to diminish the awful things that the women have gone through. They were deeply shocking. But one thing that did strike me about it is maybe they weren't that surprising. I just was wondering as I was watching it, was this unfortunately and regrettably the norm for many women back in the workplace in the 1990s, there was, you know, there were not, unfortunately, the same safeguards, and there was not the same taboo about inappropriate behaviour.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have to accept your point, Jane, because all of those women that gave their own personal testimonies last night, there was a certain mood of, you know, that's the way it was. And
yeah, so, and just to stress again, that is, I'm not in any way undermining what happened. It was appalling. It was inappropriate. The allegations, what happened was totally, totally wrong. The allegations, but unfortunately, I'm wondering, was that just quite widespread back then?
Well, I think it may have been Katie Liston, but one of the players anyway, she said, did she have the power to change it? She said, probably not. And that they felt very powerless. And this is in reflection, like, you know, this is talking about in hindsight, you know, they did describe it as a dysfunctional space. So they all knew that. And they spent their time trying to navigate the coaches that they were afraid of, just to keep their head above water and stay on the team. So whether it was the norm or not, I'm not sure.
Again, I'm saying the norm in society and in workplaces generally. I'm not saying the norm.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the norm in football specifically.
Yeah, a revolution in terms of how women are treated and regarded, as you say, in the workspace, in the sporting areas, in all walks of society, it has to be said. Women, up until fairly recent times, as was demonstrated last night, have been treated as second-class citizens. Yeah. And, you know, the male, their male colleagues at the time certainly dominated the working
atmosphere. I think inappropriate behaviour was widespread, and to call it the norm is not in any way to undermine.
It was rife, but then you see, at the time, I suppose a lot of boards were dysfunctional too, in the sense that they didn't have. I mean, it is the job of the board to make sure safeguards are in place, that people are protected under their watch. So, I mean, it has taken a much shorter, I suppose, a generational change to ensure that these safeguards are in place, and that women have, as I said, the voice and the ability to speak up and not live in fear that they will be sidelined or dropped.
Okay.
So it has taken that time to do that and achieve that.
Niamh Smith, Fianna Fáil TD, Chair of the Oireachtas Sports Committee, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Really shocking allegations in that programme. I thought the women involved were really brave and spoke really eloquently about what they had gone through. We should say the named coaches deny all wrongdoing.
Yes, indeed. And that press briefing by the FAI is at 9:30 this morning. And Mark Tighe will be on with Pat Kenny a little bit later on today.
Mark Tighe, the journalist.
Mark Tighe, the journalist, as opposed to from Myalpa. Yeah, absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.